Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to another delicious hour on radio. Thank you so much for tuning in to On the Menu Live like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on KNST AM 790. Maybe you're one of the millions listening worldwide on our website, www.onthemenulive.com, or perhaps you're streaming live worldwide on the iHeartRadio Network. No matter where you're listening to my voice, we are so glad you're here. And where is here, possibly, fellow foodies, for this wonderfully monsoon-like Father's Day weekend, when you're thinking about all the great places you can convene in celebration of the man in your life, the father. There's a few places in town that is just the right destination, and we have chosen one of our favorites, fellow foodies. We have indeed chosen the Old Pueblo Grill, of course, which is on Alvernon Way, just north of Broadway. And we've got Chef Brian Vernon here, who's rolled out the red carpet for you, because we've got great specials starting now, going on all night long. We're going to begin with $5 appetizers, dollar off drinks, north of Broadway on the east side of the street. In fact, we're going to be talking to Chef Brian Vernon in the second half of the show. He's unveiled a brand new summer menu, and when Chef gets creative in the kitchen, all of Southern Arizona gets to celebrate. You're going to hear about some crazy stuff going on in the kitchen from his very capable culinary hands. In fact, we're going to be also talking to Jerry Yang of Jerry Cigars, because as a cigar enthusiast myself, I love Father's Day. I've incorporated one particular cigar into each and every one of my annual Father's Day encounters. I'm going to share that with Jerry Yang himself from Jerry Cigars and ask him a question or two about what he thinks a great Father's Day stick is for the dad in all of our lives. We're going to be talking to Jerry as well. But without further ado, and let me just say, sitting in very short notice, you know, our celebrity co-host, who is making his way to the restaurant as we speak, you know, he travels with a national security team, and sometimes it's kind of impossible to get through all of the publicists and the agents and the managers around this guy. We finally got him signed for the show, but he's running a few minutes late. Anyway, former Buffalo Bill and fellow foodie John Fina himself is going to be on the ground here at the Old Pueblo Grill. But sitting in for John on very short notice is the woman who makes all of the libation encounters possible. She's got a fan base stretching from this side of the globe to the other. The head of bar services at Old Pueblo Grill, the lovely Sherry Nikatsu, is in the house. What's going on, Sherry?
Nothing. How are you?
Nothing, she said.
I know. I'm so nervous.
Is that how we're getting started?
No.
Oh, just sitting here twiddling my thumbs. I mean, you're rocking a bar scene, Sherry Nikatsu, that I started counting how many tequilas you have here at the Old Pueblo Grill. I lost count. How can you keep up with a place that really bases itself on providing opportunities for a range of agave heads to have a great cocktail?
We don't. We just fake it.
Well, you're doing a good job. Anyway, what a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
I mean, you and your team have rolled out the carpet for us. And when you think about great cocktails, especially this time of year, and I have a cocktail every now and then. Surprise,
yes.
Surprise. I love the change in season. I love the change in weather. And when we're getting into the warmer months, and let me just say, as we said at the beginning of the show, monsoon is starting to creep up. We had a little bit of a trickle today. But what should we be thinking about cocktail-wise when we're, you know, enduring these summer months in Tucson?
People are thinking cold beer.
Right.
And mojitos. Mojitos are huge right now. And we feature one that has tequila in it.
A tequila mojito.
Yes, we do.
That's a first.
Yes. And you can get a strawberry mango. We also have prickly pear, which is huge here.
Now, do you muddle?
We muddle.
Sherry, you muddle.
We muddle the mint. Brian loves the mint. Ask Brian about the mint.
So if you want to come see Sherry muddle, she does it, what is it, between 3 and 7 every night?
Yes, we muddle.
Let me ask you something about muddling. Now, I did some bartending in my day back about 22 years ago, and the lovely lady to my right, who is sitting here listening to me run my mouth, is my wife of 22 years. We actually met at the Bumsteer, where I tended bar for 3 years back in college, but there was no muddling back in 1989.
No.
I mean, if it wasn't Coors or Cuervo, I didn't know what to do with it. Now you come to a bar and you're expecting the level of service,
right,
making craft cocktails with muddling. Talk a little bit about your muddling program.
We just muddle. It's just mint, sugar, and limes, and a big stick, and you muddle. It's muddling.
Sherry wields the big stick at Old Pueblo Grill. And so what you're doing then with the big stick and the muddling is you're releasing
the mint, you know, the sugar, and the mint and releasing all the flavors. So beautiful. You don't want to break the mint up so you have all these little pieces of mint. You want to keep it kind of whole.
And, you know, I had a mojito not too long ago, and that was my first observation, Sherry,
right.
is that someone attacked the mint,
right.
and it just became to – it compromised the aesthetic, the appearance of the cocktail.
And
we don't
want
to do
good.
That.
It doesn't look good that way, and it doesn't – you have all this mint coming in your straw.
Right,
so,
and if it right. doesn't look good
– you don't want to put it out.
You don't want to put it
That's
out.
It.
So tequila mojitos, is
yes.
it basically the same approach to the classic rum drink, mm-hmm. but you're just changing out the spirit?
Yep.
And how are they working?
You know, they are a huge seller.
So the mint and the agave do well together.
They do well together.
Fantastic.
Or not.
Okay, so come on in here. Have a tequila mint mojito.
Right.
Again, it's just that perfect ice-cold, refreshing, crisp cocktail for these hot summer months.
Exactly.
Now, Nancy here is actually having a cold beer, as you talked
right.
about. What's your beer program like here at Old Public Grill?
We try to focus on the Mexican beers and local. And local being Arizona.
Right.
You know, so because there's just so many great beers out there.
Yeah,
so
there are.
We try to stay in that range of beers.
Right.
So.
I love the local beer scene.
Right.
We've talked about it extensively on this show. We actually broadcast live from the Big Beer Festival out
right.
At Rito Downs a couple of months ago. I'm fascinated by the explosion in the craft beer scene. Look, you don't have to go far here in Southern Arizona to find a great local craft brewery.
Right.
Now, what do you do? I mean, especially with all the beers that are here in town, how do you make the difficult decisions? And you're probably going to say, it ain't my job to make those hard decisions. I just serve them. But how you've got all these great microbreweries in Tucson. How do you even begin to decide what gets a handle at Old Pueblo Grill?
I don't know. I think it's just what is popular. You know, IPAs are huge right now. So when we were changing out a couple handles before, Brian was a big influence because, you know, he's a big IPAer. So
Ooh.
We tested a lot. It kind of fell on him, like, what we like. So
great.
And then we went with the Hefeweizen because they're so popular right now. And instead of doing Blue Moon or Shock Top, we went with the local, which is Santan, which is in Gilbert.
Glad so. You do that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of local heroes here. And, you know,
exactly.
in and outside of Tucson.
Right.
We absolutely love it. So great local craft beer, all of your favorite Mexican beers. And,
right.
you know, this is a regional kind right. of southwestern experience that you've created. You got to knock out some of the – what do you have, Nancy? A Pacifico?
Yep.
Dos Equis out of Pacifico?
Pacifico.
Lovely, beautiful emerald green lime.
And we got that. As soon as that came out on kegs, we were one of the first restaurants to carry it.
You're kidding.
No. That's a true story.
Oh, my goodness. Setting the trend from
setting
day
the
one.
Setting the trend from day one.
That's how Sherry Nakatsu That's rolls, it. Ladies and gentlemen.
We also carry a gluten-free beer because we have, as you'll notice on our menu, we have quite a few gluten-free
That's
options.
Wonderful.
So we're trying to expand into the liquor area with gluten-free, you know, vodkas and stuff to make it more of a rounded
So, okay,
bar.
Let me just say, let me salute you and Metro Restaurant's commitment to the gluten-free community. And those touched by celiac disease,
right.
we know several of our family members fall under that banner. And at a time 5 years ago when there were virtually no choices
right.
for them, somewhere like an Old Pueblo Grill, from the menu to the spirits to the beer, you're ultimately going to find something that is going to be beautiful and delicious and satisfying without compromising the dietary restrictions
right.
that you have. So
right.
they're going to have a gluten-free
That's
vodka?
It. Exactly. We're trying. That's what we're trying. We're definitely trying to bring that on.
Now,
so.
Do you need any kind of help trying out which, you know, because I, you know, we have sophisticated palates here in the
right.
Russell House. We're happy to serve, you know, and we're
yes.
all about servers
yes.
and service.
And
right?
we actually tasted some local vodkas the other day that are locally, you know, gluten-free. So, again, staying with the local theme.
I love it. We have about another minute left
okay.
before we go to a commercial, but we talked about 60 tequilas.
60 tequilas.
There's a tequila here that caught my eye the
yes.
moment I walked in the door, and it's like the violins almost began to play, and then the mariachi music began, and my eyes set on this one tequila. What it is about this tequila that got my attention?
It costs $149 a shot.
So those of you that are looking at the bar menu know it is about $1.49. Sherry is not that charitable.
No.
You are
yep.
getting $149
yes.
for a shot. Now, is this an ounce and a half, or are you going to be a little nicer?
It's an ounce and a half.
My goodness.
And it's a dollar. It's a dollar off at happy hour. So come in after three. Heck yeah.
Eddie, what's the name of the tequila?
It's 1800 Colección. And it's a 12-year-old tequila. It's been distilled for 12 years before it. And then it's master mixed with other tequilas that have been distilled.
That's beautiful.
So it's a mixture of their best tequilas that they've distilled, and then that's how you get the
Okay, we'll take a round. We'll take a round. Let's see,
That's
one, two,
it.
Three, four, five. Where along the spectrum of the 60 tequilas should I taste that one? I mean, should that come at the very beginning? Probably.
Probably.
Or at the end?
At the beginning.
Okay.
Go big.
Well, have a beginning here with Sherry Nakatsu with the Old Pueblo Grill. We're having a great time here broadcasting live for a beautiful Father's Day, a broadcast at Old Pueblo Grill on Alvernon, just north of Broadway. When we come back, we're going to be talking to my good friend Jerry Yang of Jerry's Cigars, who's going to talk about all kinds of treats you can get at his place for your dad this year. You're listening to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Old Pueblo Grill on KNST AM 790. Don't go away.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happy hour at the Old Pueblo Grill on Alvernon Way, just north of Broadway on the east side of the street. We talked to the lovely Sherry Nakatsu about the 60-plus tequilas they have on parade right here at the Old Pueblo Grill. We heard about one that caught our attention, but it's only $149 a shot. Guess we better stop at three of them. But anyway, we're having a great time on this historic Father's Day broadcast. Now, fellow foodies, we began the show talking about the wonderful role, the critical role, in fact, that a premium cigar plays in Father's Day at the Russell House. And as a cigar enthusiast myself, I love what's trending on the cigar scene. I love the range of wonderful premium tobaccos that are out there. But I really wanted to get someone on the show to help us understand exactly what the options are, how to treat your father this Father's Day weekend. And there's one guy in the community that has all the answers. He's from Jerry Cigars, my good friend Jerry Yang. What's going on, brother?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, Jerry. And let me just say, when I became a father for the first time my first Father's Day was 1995. And I had on that Father's Day an Oyo de Monterrey Excalibur number one. Now, Jerry, I have had that same cigar every Father's Day for the last 18 years. I'm going to have one tomorrow, and it's just part of the tradition that I have here in the Russell House. And I love the range of cigars that you have at Jerry's Cigar, and I thought I'd get this interview started by having you talk a little bit about what you see as trending on the cigar scene and what might be a good selection for Dad this year.
Well, because of the economy, what has happened is that most of the manufacturers have adjusted their blends and their pricing to come, the cigar that everyone is looking price-wise. It's all about price, so everyone's targeting that $5 to $8 range, and so because of that, the manufacturers have also adjusted, so everyone can get a fine cigar for $5 to $8 now.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
We didn't have that before.
Exactly. Just a few years ago, I mean, you had to go north of $10 a stick to get a premium, you know, number one rated cigar. But the fact that you could go into Jerry's Cigars and get, you know, kind of the same cigar in the $5 to $8 range, that's beautiful. So obviously smoking cigars, Jerry Yang, is a subjective experience. There are those that kind of lean more towards sort of the mild, the medium side. There are those big boys that really prefer the full-bodied, the bold smoke. So let's talk about a cigar on each side of the spectrum that you think deserve the honor, Jerry Yang, of saying this is a great cigar for Dad. So if you're looking to shop for yourself as a father or for your dad this year and this weekend, what's a good cigar kind of on the mild, medium side that would be great for Dad?
Mild to medium side would be in the Ashton. I would start first in the Ashton line.
Beautiful.
And have several cigars. We have a new cigar that was released last year. It was blended by Pepin Garcia, who came out of Cuba 10 years ago. And it's on the San Cristobal line. Those are all made in the My Father factory. They start at about $7. And you can go up from there. Up into the Ashton Cabinets or Ashton Classic with a Connecticut wrapper, and they run a little. They average a little higher than that in the $8 to $9 range. I would stick with, if you wanted a medium blend, light to medium blend, I would stick to something that has a Connecticut wrapper.
Exactly, the Connecticut shades.
Whether it be from Connecticut or from Dominican or Nicaragua. They tend to have that a smoother flavor, and then they have a no harshness in the cigar, and they're on the light to medium body wise.
Yeah, I think, Jerry, you nailed two great cigars. And, in fact, you and I did not talk before this segment, so this is beautifully coincidental. I love anything on the Ashton spectrum, and I love the Pepin Garcia. Yeah. And the two cigars that you mentioned in particular are those, in fact, that you were right, they're sort of light to medium, yeah, but they're beautiful flavors. It's the fresh flavor that you're not sacrificing just because you're going a little light on kind of the octane meter. So beautiful cigars for beautiful prices. Now, if we're going to be ramping things up a little bit and we're going to be going more towards the bold and the fuller bodied, what are some sticks to say that are going to be perfect to say I love you to add tomorrow?
Well, another cigar that's doing well for us is the number one rated cigar for last year, and it's called Los Antillas. It's blended again by Pepin. It's a box press, and it's pretty much our number one cigar for right now. There's another upcoming partnership between a guy that owns a hotel in Wynwood, which is the art section outside of Miami.
Right.
And so he's partnered up with Christian from Camacho.
Right.
And he's released a cigar called Wynwood, and it's going to be on that same level as the Ashton Cabinets for a little bit less money. But it's a really creamy cigar. Also has that Connecticut wrapper. And if they want to go up to a more full body cigar, I would again go back to the Ashton, and go with something like a BSG or an ESG.
Those are perfect recommendations. Now I want you to take a Wynwood, walk into the humidor, grab a Wynwood out of the box, just put it behind the register, and I'm going to be in. I mean, I need to get my hands on one of those.
So.
Yeah, well, I'm a big guy, so I'm a good, six and a half, okay, and anything north of 52 on the ring gauge. Oh, man, okay. Now we're talking, baby. Now we're talking. Now, that actually brings up a good question, Jerry Yang, because if you're talking to a cigar novice, you're talking to someone who loves to hear this conversation, might want to try a cigar out for the first time. Obviously, they're going to go more towards sort of the mild to medium route, but let's talk a little bit about sizes. Are you going to recommend a smaller ring gauge for someone who's just getting started?
No. The reason I don't recommend a smaller ring gauge is because the cigar will be too hot. Unless you're an experienced smoker, when you have the smaller ring gauges, you have to smoke a little slower, and in order for the cigar not to heat up as much as a bigger cigar. And I would probably, start with at least a 46 to a 50.
Perfect.
So that they don't burn their mouths. And
burn
their lips, because with a bigger ring gauge, the cigar has a tendency to run cooler.
Exactly. This is take-home value. We're getting great lessons from Jerry Yang, and let's just make sure that our listeners understand. When we're talking about a number and a ring gauge, fellow foodies, the ring gauge is basically the measurement of the circumference of the cigar, and it's all done in 64ths of an inch. So when Jerry talks about a 46 ring gauge, that is 46 64ths of an inch. And there's some cigars, I think, that you could probably get at Jerry's Cigars that have a 64 ring gauge, and fellow foodies, that is an entire inch around that bad boy. Do you have any big bold cigars over there, Jerry's?
Well, we have a lot of cigars in the 60 ring gauge, and one of the more popular ones would be, again, another Ashton product in the BSG, which is full body. But we have another cigar that's made by another relative of Pete Johnson, who has this, which is the Tatuaje brand, okay, blended by Pepin. So his younger brother is making another kind of cigar that's blended by Pete Johnson and his younger brother for under $5, okay?
Wow.
And they have up to 60 ring gauges. It's been one of our more popular cigars in a full-body cigar.
That's great. I'm really glad you brought that up. I had my first Tatuaje when I was in Vegas last year at the Big Smoke, and I've been following Pete on Twitter, and I love what he's doing with the smoke. I didn't even know he was doing, these kinds of innovative things. So that's great. We got great advice from Jerry Yang of Jerry's Cigars. We talked about great sticks for dad on this beautiful Father's Day weekend. Jerry, why don't you give us a sense about Jerry's Cigars as a place? I mean, I love coming in your store, and it's just one of the places where you're not just going to go in and shop for a few cigars and get a box of cigars, but you're actually going to be able to sit down and enjoy one. Talk about Jerry's.
Well, we have seating. We have leather individual seating. We chose to go that way so that you won't have to sit next to a guy or, well, you'd rather sit next to a woman, of course. But since 99% of our customers are guys that come in to hang out, we decided to go with individual seating. We have seating for 13 in leather seats. We have two plasmas, which are above the lockers. We have lockers for rent. If you don't have enough room, you can store your cigars here and have them when you get here. You save a little bit of money by having the lockers. We're going to be having our annual sale, which is our largest sale, the last 2 days, the last Friday and Saturday of this month, where you'll have to call the store for details on how much the discounts are going to be. But they're going to be bigger than what we normally do for an event. So it's going to be over 20% discount. And it's a good time to fill up for the summertime. And you're going to be really getting special. You know, we also carry, we carry stuff that on the higher end. We carry humidors and lighters that the other stores don't carry, like DuPont. And we carry the LE Blue. We carry a full range of humidors from $50 to $3,000.
So everything on the accessory spectrum for cigar enthusiasts, all of your servers there are equipped to answer questions for both the aficionado and the novice alike. We got about 30 seconds left, Jerry Yang. Make sure everybody knows exactly where Jerry Cigars is located and how they can find you online.
Okay, we're at 4433 North First Avenue, where the Walmart's located. We're right next to Batteries Plus, across the street from Jack in the Box.
Beautiful. I don't think you're any more than 10 minutes away from wherever our listeners are. Jerry Yang from Jerry Cigars, I wish you a happy Father's Day weekend. And, put on some extra staff tonight, Jerry, because you're going to be seeing some new visitors tonight.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Jerry.
All right, thanks.
Wow, what an exciting interview with Jerry Yang of Jerry's Cigars over there on First Avenue, having a great time on this historic Father's Day broadcast. And fellow foodies, here he is. He just walked in. You know, as I said, he had to get through this network of paparazzi, the Secret Service, his publicists, his agents, his managers. They have graced us with the ability to have him on our show now for 33 minutes instead of an hour. But here he is, fellow foodie and two-time Super Bowl ring-wearing professional athlete, NFL superstar, Mr. John Fina is in the house.
Wow, that's the best intro I think I've ever had.
I can't tell you how good it is to see you, my brother.
It's been so long. Oh, I don't know. It's, you know, life gets away from you. You got kids, you got school, you got sports, and you know, life gets a hold of you, and you forget sometimes to live it.
Yeah, well, you know, you live life and live it large. In fact, one of the best examples of that, fellow foodies, is I have been trying to get John on this show for the last 10 months, and I sent him a note, and I sent him a tweet, and I sent him an email, and I get his wife on the phone. I think I even get one of his kids. I'm just not available. I'm a busy guy. All these broadcast contracts and everything. When do you stop, John Fina?
I don't know. I typically don't stop. But I can promise you this. Although I think that you're just an awesome guy and you have a great show, my kids tend to come before you. I don't know. Call me crazy. Hey, I love that last segment, though, about cigars, because I have never been a cigar aficionado. I do want to like cigars.
Yeah.
But everybody who's been the kind of blowhard cigar guy who's always said, hey, you know, try this one, I've always been given a small ring cigar. And the thing that has always bothered me is the heat.
Right.
And hearing Jerry say, go with a larger ring if you're just approaching cigars for the first time, that to me might be the light bulb.
That's great. Well, you know, the Cigar Dave Show, which broadcasts out of Tampa, nationally syndicated, hails from Buffalo himself. It's the world's most popular cigar program. He actually heard that you were going to be our co-host today. He sent me a nice tweet saying, long ashes to an incredible, OT, John Fina. So he's listening all the way over in Tampa today.
That's awesome. You know, there are Bills fans everywhere. Of course, that's the diaspora from the cold.
Of course. Everybody knows that. So we got about another minute left before we got to go to a hard news break. We're going to catch up with you on the second side of the break. But what's fascinating you on the local food and beverage scene these days, John Fina?
You know, honestly, I have just been kind of following this Edible Baja Arizona on Facebook.
Yep.
And I have been sort of trying to plan my meals around as much local ingredients as I can. I'm reading a lot more about expanding my own garden at home. But mostly, I just continue to look for local restaurants.
Beautiful.
And I think all Tucsonans should do that. You know, try to find people just because the money stays in our economy and Tucson is really hurting.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are great. Now, have you had one of the $149 shots of tequila that Sherry Nakatsu talked to us all about?
I was here 2 weeks ago, and I had a couple of beers, and then a shot of tequila came around. I didn't get to pick it, so I had one of them. I don't know what it was. What I do really enjoy, though, is the multiple drinks. You know, tequila, when we were kids, it was just shots. There was nothing more to it. But they're integrating tequila into so many more drinks. And like you said, the mojito, which I really want to try one of those. I'm here.
You know, I'm here. Gee, hint, hint, Sherry Nakatsu. Anyway, we're going to catch up with John Fina, our celebrity co-host for the full hour. On the other side of the break, you're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST AM 790. Don't go away.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting deep in the heart of happy hour here at the Old Pueblo Grill, of course, over on Alvernon, just north of Broadway on the east side of the street. Rocking it out with my celebrity co-host, fellow foodie, NFL superstar, John Fina's in the house.
That's number two. Two great intros. Recording anytime I get introduced, I'm just going to replay this.
Now, this is fascinating watching you do your work, John, because you know, if you've ever seen John, you know, broadcasting, you know, nationally televised football game, you know, he's up in the booth, you get the field behind him, and he's standing up.
That a duck down and look at a monitor that's about as big as your open hand and then try to figure out what to say in the blink of an eye.
Oh, I say, well, when it comes to food and drink, you're never at a loss for words, John Fina.
Or appetite. Or thirst.
Exactly. Well, we're going to be bringing on Executive Chef Brian Vernon here in just a minute, but, you know, we're talking about Father's Day. I mean, you are, you know, one of the great fathers extraordinaire here in Southern Arizona, in addition to all of your other, you know, examples of stardom here. So I want to acknowledge that. But I'm interested to know, and all of our fellow foodies want to know, how is John Fina going to be celebrating Father's Day tomorrow?
I'm going to lay low, and a happy Father's Day to you and
Thank
all
you,
the
sir.
Other fathers out there.
Thank you.
I have not yet even decided. I just plan on laying low. My wife wants to just not have me cook. I have a tendency when things start to get planned, I just sort of overindulge. And for example, we were making paninis the other night, and I'm making all these paninis. And as I'm making them, I'm just pulling more and more things out of the refrigerator, sun-dried tomatoes.
Yes.
I'm pulling some grains out and putting grains in a sandwich. I just kind of let it build, and it'll start small, and it ends up with a flurry of activity in the kitchen.
I wonder if my wife and kids will let us spend Father's Day at the Fina House this year. What do you say?
Well, I don't know. Why not? Why not? If you bring cold drink.
Yes, yes. Cold drink. Have cold drink. We'll travel.
That's
well,
right.
You know, it doesn't take long to find a cold drink here at the Old Pueblo Grill. But, you know, we come in here because it's not only a great sort of, you know, cocktail and beverage encounter, but the food program here at the Old Pueblo Grill, as it has been for many, many years, and what was just dropped on the table is, I think, a beautiful manifestation.
Hot day in Tucson, and thought we'd sit down and have some food.
Absolutely. Well, food is good. You know, food is absolutely delicious, and we are so glad that you were here. And I want to first get a little bit of a start on this interview to find out exactly what is your story, your culinary story. Now, did you kind of grow up at your mother's or father's knee, kind of tugging at the apron, looking for things to do in the kitchen, or how did your career in the culinary arts get started? You
know, my grandma cooked a lot. My mom cooked a lot. I like to eat, so I started cooking with them, and then going to college, I just started working in restaurants, and I would serve and bartend, and I'd always end up in the kitchen, and so after I got married, me and my wife decided just to make it kind of final. We moved up to Portland. I went to culinary school at Western Culinary Institute.
Oh, beautiful. Way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then moved back to Kansas City, and did my internship at Le Fou Frog, French Bistro there, and cooked there for a couple other places, came here, worked for Yanos.
Beautiful.
And then I came over here.
The kid's got creds, John Fina.
He does.
Jeez.
Traveled.
Le Fou Frog.
Yeah, you know, Oregon's great food scene, obviously.
Seriously.
Lots of tremendous stuff coming out of Oregon. And then, of course, you know, wet barbecue Kansas City, right?
Huge food town, absolutely.
No question about it. That's great. So did you find that there was any sort of battles coming back where you're trying to bring that French concept and maybe kind of shaking that off and having to come back to Tucson and kind of rethink your approach?
No, it was pretty easy. You know, Llanos is French-inspired local cuisine, and so it was easy to kind of slide right in there. It's just the techniques are what I like from their food, and then just the ingredients here, and we try to, you know, kind of blend them all together.
And when it comes to the new menu that you put together, you know, is that completely defined by your interests and your direction with what you see, you know, in food trends, or do you kind of pull it out of, you know, what?
Just say, you know, for the record, Bob McMahon, great guy, great leader, great visionary, a great businessman, and a great friend.
I don't know if I want him in front of the grill, though. I don't know.
I mean, Bob listens. So, Bob, you heard it from John Fina. Stay on the patio. Stay on the patio and enjoy your drink and your cigar.
Let's stick with the new menu. My question is, now, obviously, you're running specials, seeing how they go. You're putting together a new menu, training the staff. You know, you got a kitchen staff. Obviously, a whole, not an entirely new pantry, but a different situation set up in the fridge and along the line. What's that like? I mean, is that part of the fun or part of the drag?
A little of both. You know, sometimes it's fun. Other times, when it's not going right or they're not catching on, you know, you have the printout there of everything that the new menu and what goes in it and how much of it, and then you make it with them, and then you make it with them. Then you walk away and you come back and you're like, that doesn't look like what we did. Come on, buddy.
But presentation doesn't matter, so.
Yeah, well, that's what they think sometimes. Yeah.
Now, when I hear new menu, you know, sometimes I have to testify, and I get a little nervous, especially, you know, in some of my favorite restaurants. There's just some tried and true signature dishes, and I hear new menu, and I think, uh-oh, well, they better not get rid of this, and they better not get rid of that. I took a look at your new menu, and I'm glad that you have sort of built sort of the hallmark encounter around the smokehouse side of the menu where you do your in-house smoking, and you've got that signature smoke, the ribs, and that 10-ounce, you know, Angus ribeye. Thank you, Chef Brian Vernon, for not getting rid of the smoke deals. I mean, that's exactly what brings my heart out here every time I'm here.
It's good to hear.
Beautiful.
One of the focuses here, we have a big smoker in the back, and, you know, living in Kansas City, it's one of my favorite things to eat, so we've kind of brought some of that there. So we have we smoke whole chickens, ribs, like you said, the 10-ounce ribeye, so we'll smoke the whole ribeye, and then cut the steaks into it and grill them to order.
Beautiful.
So it's lightly smoked.
Gorgeous.
And then pulled pork sandwich is a huge one here. We go through a ton of that.
And I love that you're using, you know, you're bringing the mesquite, because some people are afraid to use mesquite when they're doing, you know, sort of the lineup of foods here. But pecan is great, and you're using some pecan back there in the smoker as well. But again, Old Pueblo Grill really is a manifestation of that commitment to sort of local. And you want to utilize and source the local woods here, and you're using mesquites here, and it's just gorgeous. It has just that beautiful kiss of the Southwest whenever you're rolling out the mesquite. And you're all about local here, aren't you?
Yeah, we try as much as we can, use local ingredients. Sherry was talking about the beers that we bring in, keeping them all local. You know, Arizona Tomato Company is one of the groups purveyors we use. He gets his tomatoes down from Wilcox. So anytime there's an opportunity to get it locally, we do that.
That's great. And talk a little bit about this new menu that you've rolled out. I mean, I know when you do a new menu, you got to get rid of a couple things and bring on some things. But we're thinking about, again, this time of year, the seasonal expectation when it comes to the culinary arts. What kinds of things should we expect to see on the new summer menu here at the Old Pueblo Grill?
Well, you know, we try to change a little bit of everything. We switched up the salads. They're all kind of the same. You know, we still have a grilled chicken salad, a steak salad, a salmon salad. But we've changed up the ingredients for our guests that come in all the time, try to keep something new and exciting for them.
Right.
We added a couple new sandwiches. A Cuban sandwich has been really popular with the roasted pork loin, ham, some pickles and mustard.
Beautiful.
Swiss cheese.
The authentic Cubano.
Yeah, we
love it.
We do a little different bread. We use a torta bun from a local bakery here in town. And then what else we got? We did the green chili meatloaf.
That's not this, is it? Is that what this is?
No, this is the chicken parmesan. That's our famous macaroni and cheese. It's a Hatch green chili macaroni and cheese topped with chicken breast. We make it, it's kind of a chicken parm. We use the Cojita cheese instead of parmesan cheese.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Topped with our enchilada sauce, salsa. It's a low calorie.
It does. It looks very low cal.
A healthy option.
Very friendly.
Very friendly, approachable, as we say. And we're going to dig into these beautiful treats here in a couple of minutes. But we want to talk a little bit about Father's Day. You know, you've got some great things planned. But Father's Day, of course, happens on a Sunday every year. And I love Sundays at Old Pueblo Grill because you sort of kick back. And are you guys still doing live jazz every single Sunday?
Every Sunday night.
Oh, my gosh. Throughout the year. I think for nearly 15 years running, you guys have kind of owned the jazz space here at the end of the week.
Huge following here. You know, once or twice a year, I think it gets called off because of a holiday or something. But
Right. Most
of the time, it's always here. They're lining up for it, fighting over tables. And, you know, this Father's Day, we're going to extend a gift to all the fathers. We're giving them a $10 gift card to any father that comes in and has lunch or dinner with us tomorrow. It's normal. Normal menu, lunch and dinner, but just wanted to give them a little
gift. What a nice gesture. Now, what are they going to do, to show their father card, or how does that work?
Apparently, you have to bring your children, which I'm not sure.
And you'll be looking for the resemblance, and you will be screening them, you know, intensely here at the Old Pueblo Grill.
Is it going to be a blood test?
Excuse me. Excuse me, young man. Is that your dad? I want to violate protocol here. What a great idea to bring out dads and treat them on their big special day, Brian Vernon. That's great. So Father's Day, what time does the action get started tomorrow?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, going to go all day and into the evening, as John Fina does. What a coincidence.
Oh, yeah.
He goes all day and into the evening.
About 9:30. And then that's the end of the evening.
And he's down and out. I love it. So jazz outside?
Jazz is going to be in the bar.
In the bar. Okay, great. We do want to talk about outside, though. And let's debunk the myth that you have to stay indoors all the time during summer. Again, we saw the rain trickle down in a loving way earlier today. I have a feeling that the monsoon's early arrival this year is going to bring those afternoon temperatures down. And I love, love, love your patio. And to even call it a patio, Brian Vernon, is almost a misnomer because it defines patio. And it defies your assumption of what a patio is. I think it's one of the great patios in all of southern Arizona. What's the magic of this place out here?
You know, it's...
It's a patio.
Yes, yeah, patio.
But it almost stretches the entire perimeter of the place. How many people can you seat outside? I mean,
you know, we've squeezed over 200 out
200
there.
200 people on that patio. I love it. I love it.
People have weddings. We actually have an anniversary party tonight, but we have weddings out there, graduation parties. You know, sometimes we have two of them. We about 100 people is usually a good number for the patio, maybe a little more. But yeah, we've won Best Patio for I don't know how many years in a row.
I think it's almost 15.
Almost 15?
Or something. I don't know. How many years they've been doing the Tucson Lifestyle Award or whatever? I mean, your patio just continues to knock it out of the park, and I love it.
Yeah, it doubles the size of the restaurant when the weather's nice.
Oh, yeah, clearly. And the weather is beautiful right now. I mean, the doors are open. We're having a great time.
Yeah, we just need one over there and a little fan blowing it through.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're in good shape.
So the party is really continuing on in full force. You know, long after we start running our mouths, the party is going to continue well into the night. We got some great cocktails, get some great local craft beers, one of the 60-plus tequilas that Sherry Nakatsu talked about. It looks like she's on her number 19th right about now, but I'm not a professional. Anyway, let's talk about what you've brought out for us to enjoy, because you know, this is a food show, and we love to taste great food and talk about great food. Look, I love to talk, and I love to eat, so this is the perfect job for me. But what have you brought out for us to enjoy, starting with this dish number one, Chef?
These are our rattlesnake eggs, probably our most popular appetizer here at Old Pueblo Grill. It's a jalapeno that we've stuffed with smoked shrimp and cream cheese.
Oh, my goodness.
Wrapped it in bacon, and then we flash fry them.
All right, I'm going in. You're using that smoker again.
Yeah.
You're smoking the shrimp in these?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going in, John.
Okay, this is outstanding because I love peppers. I grow my jalapenos. I'm growing some poblanos at home. And typically I don't like something that's so hot that I can't eat it. And I always try to figure out a way to treat my jalapenos so that they're at least cooked a little bit. It just tempers that heat.
Right.
But without completely roasting them and skinning them, and you got it. I mean, you nailed it. There's still a little of that crispness and some of the heat from, just picked heat.
Just picked heat. And it's just a little suggestion. And what I love about these, you call them rattlesnake eggs, is there's just so many beautiful textures and tastes going on here. So you got that, you know, that creaminess of that cheese. You've got the smokiness from that shrimp. You've got the saltiness of that bacon and that little snap, the heat of that jalapeno. I mean, you're getting everything the palate wants and just a couple of bites on these rattlesnake cakes. This has got to be one of the show-stopping appetizers on the menu.
Oh, we sell my... When we're busy, I have a person working full-time, and all they do are make those. Sometimes two people.
So we have $5 appetizers during happy hour and $1 off drinks. This is an appetizer. So this entire, is this one serving?
Yes.
That's one serving for only $5.
Well, that's for three, four people.
No, I mean, well.
I mean, if one person eats
speak
that.
Speak for yourself, John Cena.
You can't eat that, or you're not leaving the house for a day.
That's right. See, and my wife is here, and she's, and let's just give some kudos out to our favorite personal trainer. She is the lovely Nancy Russell, and she is a personal trainer over at the Anytime Fitness on Sunrise and Swan. Now, if you're trying to look better for summer, to feel better for summer, to prepare yourself for a busy fall event season here in Southern Arizona, no better way to do it than to go see Nancy Russell at Anytime Fitness over there on Sunrise and Swan. And you know what? If you're nice to her, she'll let you have the rattlesnake eggs maybe once a week.
Well, as a former athlete, I can tell you that, if you're working out, if you're exercising, it's like carte blanche. You get to eat the things that typically are no-nos.
Exactly.
It's like banking a credit, like your debit card. You put some money in the account, and you take it out in the form of rattlesnake eggs and this redefined chicken parm.
Right.
Which is awesome.
And we're going in. Okay.
And the enchilada sauce is great. Okay. So many times, even at some of Tucson's Mexican restaurants, you get an enchilada sauce. It's just too bitter.
Right. Right. And you can tell on the color here, you can tell that it's going to be a different experience. I mean, right on the nose.
Beautiful balance.
Have you gone in on this one?
I did. Now, you know what really I enjoy when it comes to Mexican food, and the rattlesnake eggs are just on this little bed of cabbage. So I'm the guy that's waiting around for the person to get the last rattlesnake egg, and then I can just take the whole plate and eat all the cabbage.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'll eat the rattlesnake eggs.
And it'll cool your palate off and get you some great roughage. And you're like, now, hey, I can quit any – no, I can go to Anytime Fitness.
Exactly. Beautiful, beautiful, fresh flavors for the summer. You've manifested that in a beautiful way, I think, that really speaks to the commitment to excellence that Old Pueblo Grill has, again, both in the kitchen as well as over in the bar. And Sherry Nakatsu has delivered us mojito after mojito after mojito. I've lost count. We've got strawberry here. We've got mango. We've got classic, which are beautiful compliments to these great rattlesnake eggs and this beautifully redefined chicken parm, as you said.
No, I can tell you that you're not going to be disappointed. Come to the Old Pueblo Grill. I've been coming to lunch here for now like 2 years. I used to work in that building right next door, and we had lunch here all the time.
That's great.
And I'm excited now to really dive into the new menu. I'm a big salad eater at lunch, and I've always found that you can get great salads here because you don't – it's not like they're weighing everything. You're like, oh, well, that's 14 black beans.
Exactly.
That's too many.
Yes.
And if you say to your server – hey, I'd like to no corn, extra black beans. You get it.
You get it, right.
And you get a smile at the same time.
That's the way you're treated because it's all about service here. So we want to talk about your catering program after we do our trivia question, because if you want to experience this Old Pueblo Grill sort of encounter, this attitude, yes, we want you to come here and enjoy it here in the restaurant, but you can actually bring it on the road and have it done at your special event or a party. We're going to be talking about that. But our trivia question is on the table, and Chef Brian Vern is going to give a gift card to the Old Pueblo Grill for the first person who calls into the station right now with the right answer to this question. Chef, take it away. What's the question of the week?
What was this building before it was Old Pueblo Grill?
Okay, beautiful. A wonderfully old historic building here in Southern Arizona has not always been the Old Pueblo Grill. Again, we're on Alvernon, just north of Broadway on the east side of the street. We want to know, what was the place that occupied this very space before Old Pueblo Grill moved in? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, right here at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678 for a chance to win an Old Pueblo Grill gift card. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Old Pueblo Grill on Alvernon, just north of Broadway. Having a great time at happy hour. $5 appetizers, $1 off drinks till 7 o'clock. And then the party just continues to go on because they got this great summer menu that was recently rolled out from the very capable culinary ends of Chef Brian Vernon. Having a great time here, especially with our celebrity co-host John Fina is back with us.
Love being here.
Oh, I thought you were.
Love it.
I thought you were waving the towel of surrender after this beautiful food that
you
we're
enjoying.
You
can't do sight gags on the radio. I know that already. I know that.
So anyway, we're going to be talking in a little bit about the great catering program that they have here at Old Pueblo Grill. But we got some callers who think they know the answer to the question. Again, the trivia question of the week is, before Old Pueblo Grill moved into this great historic building, what was in the same space before? And we want you to give us a call, 880-KNST, 880-5678, for a chance to win an Old Pueblo Grill gift card. And we're going to go right to line one. And I believe you said Carol is on the phone?
Yes.
Carol, what is the answer?
I do believe it used to be the Last Tourist.
The Last, what did you say, the Last Tourist?
I think it was the Last Tourist.
The Last Tourist. Chef?
I don't think so.
Oh, Carol, no. No. Oh, no.
I thought that was the name of it, yeah.
Oh, Carol, I'm so sorry. But come down to the Old Pueblo Grill. Introduce yourself to Chef Brian Vernon. Anyway, that opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. We want to know, what was this building before it became the Old Pueblo Grill? It's on Alvernon, just north of Broadway on the east side of the street. Let's see if Jan knows the answer to the question. Jan, what say you?
I say it was a hotel.
It was a hotel, he says.
Nope.
No.
One hint, it was a restaurant.
Okay, good. I think okay, it was not a hotel, but thank you so much for listening and thanks for calling. That opens up a line, 880-KNST. It was a restaurant. John Fina just gave you a huge hint. Amy, what is the answer?
It was the Lunt Avenue Marble Club.
It was the Lunt Avenue Marble Club, she said. Chef?
I think we have a winner.
Winner! Ding, ding, ding! Way to go. Now, try to calm your enthusiasm. I mean, it's a gift card, for crying out. No, anyway, did you ever go to the Lunt Avenue Marble Club?
Yeah, years ago. It's actually a street in Chicago my cousins lived on at one point.
Oh, so it was kind of memorable. A history lesson here. Oh, I love it. Well, listen, congratulations. You're in for a big treat because you're going to be Chef Brian Vernon's guest when you come in and enjoy a great lunch or a great dinner. You're going to be getting a gift card for the Old Pueblo Grill. Don't hang up because Casey back at the studio is going to get all your information. Thanks so
great.
Much.
Thanks. Look forward to it.
Great. So, Lunt Avenue Marble Club, Chef.
Yeah.
Old Tucson, iconic place.
Yeah, you know, they used to have, when it closed down in the evenings, all these old marble gamblers would get out, and the stakes got high. Police finally had to break it up. You know, shut that place down. Too much illegal marbling. Is that marbling?
It's marbling.
Marbling.
We've been talking about muddling today. We're talking about marbling. This is a great show.
Yeah, I prefer the muddling.
Exactly. Anyway, Chef Brian Vernon, if you want to take this Old Pueblo Grill experience home with you or to your office or for a special event or party, you got a new catering program we want to talk about.
Yeah, we just put it together, kind of expand what we're doing here. So, just give us a call. It's on our website at Old Pueblo Grill at MetroRestaurants.com. Just look for the offsite catering link. You know, anything from hors d'oeuvres, parties, breakfast. We can do like a continental breakfast, breakfast sandwiches, a buffet. We do lunches, salad bars, sandwich trays.
Wow. So it's not just taking the menu and saying, I want to have 50 of these and 40 of these. You'll actually sit down with the client and kind of custom make really what it is that they want with that Old Pueblo Grill attitude.
Yeah, we have a good start of suggestions on the online, but if you want something else, you know, if you want Italian food, if you want, you know, anything, you just sit down, talk to us, and we'll work out a menu for you.
Fantastic. And what's the best way to do that? How should people, if they want more information about that, is there a number to call or how?
326-6000 and just ask for me. I'm running it here.
You can get a hold of the chef?
A direct I got him on speed dial,
that's
for crying out
good.
Loud.
That's pretty good.
A direct line to Chef Brian Vernon.
I mean, like, look at the bandwidth, Italian, Mexican, whatever. It's classically trained. You know, he could take anything down.
Yeah. He certainly can. Look at the look of confidence on his face, right? I mean, your stock is going through the roof now, Chef. Anyway, hit us again with that number.
326-6000.
326-6000. Say, I want to talk to Chef Brian Vernon, please, and I want to talk to him now.
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah, get him to the phone.
Get him to the phone. I want to talk catering.
I want to do celebrity line cook night. But I only want to do half an hour. I don't think I could pull the full four-hour shift when things are cranking.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen, Chef Brian Verner, what a privilege it is for us to sit down with you and a taste of your majesty and get a little idea of who you are and what you bring to the table here and to learn about your background. And I just salute you and the entire Metro Restaurants team and Old Public Grill for everything you're doing. Want everyone to come out here for Father's Day. Come on out here tonight. Get a sense of everything that we're talking about. Make sure, Brian Verner, that everybody on our show knows exactly where you're located and maybe your hours of operation.
All right, we're on 60 North Avernon. It's just north of Broadway on the east side of the street. We're open from 11 a.m. to 9 during the week, and we stay open until 10 o'clock on the weekends.
All right, boy, you always here for you.
He's nimble, and that's what it is. He's nimble. He's a Tucson, you know, it's a Tucson restaurant that's responding to food trends. They're redoing their menu, and that's what it takes.
That's what I'm looking for. Success, right?
That's what I'm looking for.
You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for Sherry Nakatsu. Where did she go? Anyway, Sherry, we love you. Thank you again for everything you're doing behind the bar. We think what you're doing is extraordinary. And let's have a round of those $149 shots of tequila. I'm in. Anyway, Chef Brian Verner, thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you for having me on.
And John Fina, where do we go from here, my brother? I mean, what are you? What's next for you on the food scene? We got 30 seconds.
You know, my father-in-law is wildly famous in his home. for his enchiladas. That's where I'm trending tonight. I'm going to have a good time with family. I've got brothers-in-law in town, and that's how my Father's Day is going to be. It's going to be mostly sitting in the shade and maybe finding a good beer.
Beautiful.
Sitting back, maybe a mixed drink. My new drink of choice, which is an old drink, is Lillet. It's you know Lillet, obviously.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice aperitif, perfect for the summer. If you're out by the pool, you don't want something too heavy, a nice Lillet with a slice of orange. And
it's a great place to start. Anyway, if you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be on our website on themenulive.com.